There was a, yes, there was. There was a small village in Togo, West Africa, and a girl in that small village who became very sick. This is a true story. Her parents were so worried, they took them, as was custom, to the doctor of the village. In this village, the doctor prescribed not just physical treatment, but also spiritual. Not just, here is what you must do for your body, but here is what you must do to live, to survive this illness that has overcome you. Take this talisman, he said, this little statue made of clay, and protect it with all that you have for your daughter, he told the parents. Place it on the shelf in your home and guard against any harm that could come to it. It's the same as the body of your daughter. If this statue breaks or is damaged in any way, then your daughter will die. This is her protection, this statue. This is what will keep her alive. The parents took their daughter home and took the statue home and carefully placed it on a shelf away from wind or strong sunlight or where something could happen to it. And their daughter was allowed only to do certain things. She was allowed only so far from home. She was allowed only to be a certain distance from the statue. And their lives and their daughter's life and the lives of all those who lived in their household became about protecting the statue. They limited her activities and protected her from outside influences as best they could. The daughter grew fearful of doing anything, and all of the family became fearful that something would happen with that clay figure on the shelf. You can imagine how restrictive this was, how limiting. And then one day, during the cleaning of the house, or during a storm or a gust of wind, or due to some movement, as you may imagine, the small statue wobbled and tipped, fell off the shelf, and shattered into many pieces. And the daughter did not die. She lived. Her life had revolved around this statue. Protecting the statue became her life, really. This story has stayed with me for many years, not because of the story in itself, but because of what the storyteller said after he told the story. We are limited in our adventurousness by what we protect. We are limited in our adventurousness by what we protect. I invite you to examine this in your own lives, in your personal life, and then with and about your family. I, myself, have been pondering this story for 40 years. It's the first time that I've shared it. I often ask myself what I am protecting and how is it limiting me? And then I invite us all to examine, not just for our personal lives, but for our societal lives, for looking at society. How is it being limited by what we're protecting? And I think it's possible that there are things worth protecting that are worth the limitations it comes with. Given the recent insurrection, I've surmised that democracy is one of those things worth protecting. And I'm willing to be wrong about this, but I think that democracy, done right, done at its best, leads to a widening of the circle of inclusion, leads to more adventurousness, leads to more trust among people, leads to greater justice and peace for all. And I imagine that there are other things like this as well, where the things worth protecting lead to greater adventure and possibility. But we are limited in our adventurousness by what we protect. Recent local and national events highlight for me the need for us at UU Church of Loudoun to become clearer about what we are and who we are and who we want to be in the world. And by the world, I mean Loudoun County, and by Loudoun County, I mean and beyond, to infinity and beyond. Think globally, act locally, right? We're about to resume the vision cafes that were begun last winter before they were so rudely interrupted by a novel coronavirus. Vision Cafe is a fancy name for this congregation gathering in small groups to consider four questions. These questions will be sent out in advance. If you are a member or on the path to becoming a member, please do sign up. Your voice, your thoughts about the why the UU Church of Loudoun exists are important. As your minister, I remind you, we are limited in our adventurousness by what we protect. And so I ask you, what are the things that we would be tempted to protect that keep us from being who this world needs us to be? I'm guessing that by now, most of you understand that Black Lives Matter and that you understand that there's a need for a Black Lives Matter movement and that most of us are willing to be part of that movement. At the building that houses this congregation. That, you know, houses us in non-COVID times, that something would happen to the building. Vandalism, arson, harm would come to the building itself. When I submitted the recent letter to the paper, the letter condemning the insurrection / coup attempt on the Capitol, on behalf of the congregation, it was not without risk. But the way to keep coups from succeeding and continuing to happen is to condemn them publicly. There will always be risk, but who are we if we do not publicly and privately choose to be on the side of love and justice? Poet laureate Amanda Gordon says, sorry, that's in the wrong place. I'm sorry. We are limited in our adventurousness by what we protect. A congregation of faith, a church, is not a club, though we may find those here that are dear to our hearts, that share our value and our worldview. We must find our way to be a moral voice for goodness and decency and justice and the common good. And we must commit to that and covenant with each other to be that in this world. And that may require change. But here is what I know. Change is possible and also inevitable. This pandemic has proved that we can, in fact, change on a dime. From Thursday to Sunday, on a weekend last March, we had moved our entire worship service and all meetings online in 3 days. We can do more than we think we can. We can be ready to change. We will have to because of this pandemic. We already have. We can not limit ourselves, but instead we can set our minds and our hearts free to examine who we are and why we are here and to find the joy in being who we are in the world. To truly see who we are with all the gifts and talents and quirks that we have, and then imagine who we want to become. We can ask again, what is possible? Margaret Wheatley, in her prose, Turning to One Another, writes, "There is no power greater than a community discovering what it cares about." Ask, what's possible, not what's wrong. Keep asking. Notice what you care about. Assume that many others share your dreams. Be brave enough to start a conversation that matters. Talk to people you know. Talk to people you don't know. Talk to people you never talk to. Be intrigued by the differences you hear. Expect to be surprised. Treasure curiosity more than certainty. Invite in everybody who cares to work on what's possible. Acknowledge that everyone is an expert about something. Know that creative solutions come from new connections. Know that creative solutions come from new connections. Remember, you don't fear people whose story you know. Real listening always brings people closer together. Trust that meaningful conversations can change your world. Rely on human goodness. Stay together. Margaret Wheatley. So as your minister, I have to ask, what is possible? What is possible for us to do and be together? Who are we? And who are we here for? And why does it matter that we exist as the UU Church of Loudoun? How does it matter to this community? And how does it matter to the world? And how does it matter to us as individuals? Who are we now? And who will we be when this pandemic is over? And who do we wish we were? Who do we want to be in 5 years, in 25 years, in 50 years? There were people who came before us. We are here now. And there are those who will be, there were people who will come after we are gone. People who came before us who did fight, if only with words, for us to enjoy the religious freedom that we enjoy today. There were people who came before us that rejected the Calvinist notions of eternal damnation, but instead said yes to universal love and salvation. And there were the folks who founded this congregation who had a vision or a desire to be in community. And now you are those folks. This congregation will be 30 years old this year. In 30 more years, what will we wish we had done? Some of you may very well be here then, and if not you, then your children, and perhaps their children. And what if they are? There will be people who are part of this congregation that we can't know right now. Those yet to come, some yet to be born, some who have not yet even heard the words Unitarian Universalist. What do we hope this congregation will be for them? Poet Laureate Amanda Gordon says, "The new dawn blooms as we free it. There's always light if we're brave enough to see it, if only we are brave enough to be it." Let us not make who we are now a clay figure to set on a ledge to be protected at all cost. Let us venture boldly into the future. Let us be that lamp in every corner, brave enough to be the light. Let us envision and dream and then scheme together to make it so. Blessed be and amen.